The nights are long and dark at Collinwood, but in this year of 1897, Reverend Gregory Trask has spent the longest night of his life within its cursed walls. A man with a sordid soul, his path is strewn with the victims of his twisted piety and greed. He may deny the murder of his first wife, Minerva, was by his own hand, or that Judith Collins, his second, was driven mad by his contrivance. But Judgment Day for the Reverend has finally arrived. Bricked up in a windowless room, tormented by the ghosts of his past, Trask must make a decision. To die a slow death of starvation and madness, or to use the nickel-plate revolver in his hand.
Oh, how long have I been here? It's so dark, so cold. I'm sorry, Judith, for what I did to you. Minerva, is that you? Are you calling me? And Charity. Oh, if only I could see your face once more. Oh, I can't live here. Not a moment more. This house, every brick, every nail taunts me, tormenting me to no end. Oh, no, that's not true. I'll not end my story with a lie, for the truth shall set me free. It's not Collinwood that torments me, nor this room, but the man inside it. A bullet is my only escape, my only true salvation. God forgive me.
Welcome home, Reverend.
Are you? Carl? But I've beaten you. I delivered myself from you, from this hellish game. Where have you taken me? What new horror is this?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?